This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham mayoral candidate Frank Matthews grew up in Cleveland and spent much of his teen and young adult life in and out of jail. He committed robberies, burglaries, assault, and forgery. But after his final release from prison in 1989, he made a change. He got married and moved to Birmingham, where he's run businesses, preached, worked for city leaders, and taken on issues such as crime and gang violence. He tells WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart now he plans to tackle everything from potholes to poverty.
So when you came here in 1989, you often wore army boots, camouflage, and your chief mission at that point was to help the city combat the problem with gangs and violence. There still are some obvious issues with violence and crime in our city. What are your thoughts on that? What do we do?
This mayor will travel to 14 correctional facilities throughout Alabama. I will meet face-to-face with each individual convict that's within 6 months of being released into my community. I will tell them, look, this is what you need to do, because me being a former convict, this is what's going to happen to you in prison. But if you're fortunate enough to make it back out within my administration, we will meet you at the back gate. Give them a home plan. Give them a job plan. Get them some mental illness testing, because so many of the people that are close to them die while they're incarcerated. They have nobody, they have nothing. And that's, again, a sure recipe. And majority of your crime that's committed in Birmingham is committed by repeat offenders. So it's not a panacea, but it's the greatest thing that I can do as mayor to deal with crime. Now, I can talk this stuff about bringing up a whole lot of police and all that. Police react to crime. What I'm doing is preventing crime.
What has prompted you to go from being that person who tackles issues with gang violence and safety to this person who's now running for mayor of Birmingham?
My thing, I'm not running against anybody. I'm running against poverty, because poverty is the number one enemy of humanity. From $43 billion to $67 billion has come through this city for the last 40 years. But yet, poverty have stayed the same. You have 235,000 people in the city. 74% are black people, but yet 37.1% lives below poverty. And if you can't knock a hole in poverty, you're going to have a lot of the issues that you have in breaking out through the city.
You've been a radio talk show host. Mm-hmm. You've been an activist. Mm-hmm. But what do you have to make this change happen?
Well, one of the greatest things you have is experience. I've served five mayors, and I know the good and bad and ugly of all those mayors. That's just empirical understanding knowledge that one has. And so one of the things I came up with to help to deal with poverty, and that's why my motto is, it's time to share the economic wealth. I have a $40 million plan I will implement, because the lifeblood of any city is small businesses, but our small businesses get a bad handshake. So I'm going to set what's called the Mayor's Office of Small Business Stimulus, where we will set aside $10 million each year for up to 200 small businesses to get $5,000 to arrest some emergency needs that they might have.
How do you make it happen?
Well, you make it happen as mayor. One, I made it happen, as you alluded to, being co-director of MOCA, the Mayor's Office of Citizen Assistance. And my job was to get more bang for our buck from our department heads, for our citizens. And being the mayor, I can bang it and make more things happen. Like, for instance, a lot of us use unnecessary gas with worn tires because of bad streets. That's a cost to you. As mayor, I would stop this racket. Well, some mayors have used their buddies, contractors, to pave streets and things, and they pave streets in the rain. Then they come back and do it again and get paid again. And I will pull 90% of the paving back into public works and have public works to do it, where it cuts out that middleman. We'll have better streets, and we'll understand and realize a cost saving.
That's Birmingham mayoral candidate Frank Matthews speaking with WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart. One important note, WBHM has not independently confirmed that any city paving contracts were awarded to friends of current or previous mayors. You can find more about the upcoming city elections at our website, wbhm.org.